Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Tipsy Tourism, the podcast where we visit top tourist attractions whilst enjoying some alcoholic beverages in an incredibly responsible manner.
Yeah.
My name is Chelsea. I am in charge of choosing the activity.
And hello. I'm James. And I am in charge of choosing the drink that we take with us. Off my drinks trolley, or sometimes, maybe today, my drinks fridge.
Oh.
It's just a normal fridge. But yeah. It's got drinks in it.
We're having a chilled beverage today.
Yeah. Chilled.
Is it pre-made?
Yes, it is.
Oh, thank God for that. So we don't have to spend 10 minutes listening to you make something.
It's good to go.
Well, it's a bloody good job you've got that, because we are cutting it fine today, as I feel like we forever are.
Mm-hmm.
But the activity, you want to know what it is. I mean, James already knows, let's be honest.
I know. It's in the title.
The activity is Evensong at Westminster Abbey.
Excellent. Westminster, famous. To be honest, I didn't know what Evensong was until you told me about it.
Yeah, well,
it's not a famous thing in my world.
Well, I did have to do a little Google, and I'll come on to that in a moment. But first of all, I'm parched. What are we drinking?
Well, you'll be pleased to know, and you don't know today what it is.
No, but I'm assuming what it is. I can guess.
Go on.
Well, there's only one clear drink we should have at Westminster Abbey.
Yeah.
Red wine, the blood of Christ.
No. Well, why would that be in the fridge? That's in the fridge. You don't put red wine in the fridge.
What is it?
So, we are having... You ready?
You can have chilled red wine.
Oh, you can. I do like a chilled red wine, actually.
Mm,
but instead, we are having at Westminster Abbey Evensong, White Lightning. Why? Let me go and get it.
No. Stop.
White Lightning.
You can't just say that casually. We cannot have white Lightning.
Is it premium strength or strong cider? Strong white cider. Let me go get it.
What people used to drink in the park?
Yes.
That you get in like 3 litre bottle. Have you got a 3 litre bottle?
Just wait.
We're going to go to hell.
I'm going to hell anyway.
Whoa. That is not White Lightning.
Just let me explain. Now, the thing is, White Lightning was around from the early 90s and then was discontinued in 2009.
What?
Some would say because it was too good. Some would say because it caused too many problems. I think the latter is actually the more accurate. So instead of White Lightning, because it doesn't exist and I can't go back in time, I have got White Star. It's big value, refreshing cider. And this is 7.5%.
God. Can people let us know, either on Twitter or on Instagram, we're at Tipsy Tourism on either.
Yeah.
Have you heard of White Star? I've never heard of White Star in my life.
I think this is like the budget version.
Of White Lightning. I think that was the budget version.
Worryingly, guess how much this costs? It's a can. You can normally, right, so White Lightning used to be available at 7.5%, but it was also allowed to be listed up to 8.4%.
Why?
Up until 96, brands were allowed to label things 1% higher. The legislation allowed for that. So they were allowed to label it 8.4%. So that was what it was listed as. And then after 96, they sold both versions because they said that they would be uncertain whether people would prefer the pricier, stronger cider or the cheaper original.
But surely they're the same thing.
No, well, they had to make it stronger in the end.
Right, okay.
So it changed after 96. We've gone for the 7.5% White Star. Big value. Guess how much this can cost?
Well, based on White Lightning, I know that was cheap as chips. So I'm going to say that was a quid.
Bang on.
It's a big old can, though, 500 milliliters. It says refreshing cider on it.
Yeah, it is.
Do we think it's going to be refreshing?
This is 3.8 units. Now, you do need to be careful. Yeah, it is a bit dodgy, isn't it? Now, they used to be available in 2-litre bottles.
Yeah.
And then some of them 2-litre bottles used to come with 50% extra free.
Yeah, I remember that.
So they caused a lot of problems.
Oh, my God, look at that colour. It's so pale.
It's like
piss. It's like a perry. I never tried White Lightning, so I am actually really interested to what it tastes like. I'm imagining it does taste like piss, sparkling piss. I haven't actually tried piss, so I can't truly compare. Thanks.
Should we try it?
Yeah.
This, by the way, on that website Untappd, it reviews beers and wines and ciders.
Yeah.
This has a 1.5 rating.
Oh, can I just say, James has poured it into glasses. I'm not sure anyone has ever consumed White Star in a glass before. Well. But hey, cheers.
Oh. Oh, that's strong, isn't it?
Wow.
I see where the problems begin.
It's really strong, though. Like, that hit the back of my throat. Jesus.
It's a bit Lambrini.
Going in for a second sip. But do you know, I could drink it.
There we are. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's my drink.
Right, I'm going to try and help you out with this.
Yeah.
Pass me the can. It's actually quite biblical.
Why?
White star in the sky when Jesus was born.
Did he follow a star?
Yeah. So maybe this is the most relevant drink of all time.
That's why I picked it.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Westminster Abbey. What do you know of it? Tell me your thoughts.
I know loads about Westminster Abbey.
It's a church.
It's a cathedral, isn't it?
Wow. Wow.
I don't know, actually.
It's, well, the one thing it isn't, confusingly, is an abbey.
Good. All right.
We started strong on the clear messaging.
That's not our fault, that's their fault.
It needs a rebrand. But basically, you've got Westminster Abbey.
Yeah.
And next door to it is Westminster Cathedral.
Is it?
Yeah.
Different thing.
400 metres apart.
Okay.
So they're not the same thing.
So where are we going today?
We're going to the abbey. What we know as the place where people go get coronated and go get married if you're a monarch.
Yeah.
So
I'm not.
Very, very famous. I believe to be an abbey you have to have monks and nuns living and working and worshipping and sleeping there.
Didn't know that.
But Henry VIII, back when he decided to tear the church rule book apart because he wanted to get divorced.
Yeah.
He couldn't as a Catholic.
Yeah.
That's when he got rid of a load of them. So I think that's where the discrepancy is. But originally it was an abbey.
Okay.
That's why it still got the name.
Got it.
Anyway, it was founded, Westminster Abbey was founded in 960. We are going to another absolute old school place, which I love. It means there's so much history. But the current abbey, as we know and see it today, it was rebuilt in the Gothic style. So it's not from the building we see, it's not that old.
It's had a refurb.
Yeah, exactly. And that was in the 13th century.
Still a long time ago.
Still very old.
Ages ago.
Yeah. So that's where we're going. And then they run several services throughout the week, not just on a Sunday, though it is the day of rest today.
I'm just going to have a drink.
Yeah, to Sunday.
To Christ.
To JC.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, amen.
That takes it out of you a little bit, doesn't it?
No.
But Evensong is the church service that's held near sunset, and it's focused on singing psalms and other biblical canticles.
Genuine question. That word, is it the PS arms one? How do you say it?
Psalm. I think so.
Not psalm.
Okay. I know for sure it's not psalm, but canticles are a hymn or a chant.
Sound painful.
So, I'm actually well excited for this.
I'm not a big fan of singing in the old church.
I'm a massive fan. I think it's going to feel really festive as we're getting a bit colder as well.
So, it's at sunset, but why are we going at 3?
Traditionally at sunset, but they don't change the times. So, at 3 p.m, you're probably going to get Evensong.
And have we booked?
I haven't. You can just rock up.
Can you?
And it's free. Because we're going to church.
That is good value.
It's great value.
Does the Queen go?
Yeah, she'll be there.
Actually?
No!
But doesn't the Queen go to church on Sunday?
Yeah, I don't think she's going with the hoi polloi.
I think she does.
What?
I think you can go to the church with the Queen.
Fuck off. That would be a turn up for the books.
But I think she goes early because she likes to be home for dinner. Hang on. Queen.
Can we go to the church?
Church on Sunday. I'm sure she does. Because remember, she drives herself. It might not be this one. She might.
She probably goes to a little chapel.
Queen pictured on the way to church in Windsor for the first time in 18 months.
First time? Oh, God. She's got a lot of COVID, isn't it? Oh, okay.
She's had a bit of time off the old religion.
Yeah. Didn't we all?
Anyway, she's not going to be there today. Spoiler.
Can I ask what your religious affiliation is, if I could be so bold?
My religious affiliation is no religion.
Christened? Were you christened?
I was christened, yeah.
Were you?
I was.
That's exciting. I never knew that about you.
Yeah, christened. Can't remember what church.
Do you know if it's Catholic, Protestant?
I'm Church of England.
Okay. Anglican? I don't know.
Don't know.
I'm just saying words.
Well, I think like with my family, that was just a process because everyone does it.
Yeah.
Like, you go to church, you get married at a church, you sing hymns. A lot of them don't believe it. You go to get your kid christened.
Mm.
You just say it, you do it, because then you get space when you die in the burial garden. That's what happens.
Are you getting buried up there?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll get torched or launched out the cannon or something like that. That's where I want to go.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Be blown up in a firework. Yeah, that's how I want to go.
So do you remember your christening? How old were you?
Like, one.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, he's brilliant. Like, speeches that I gave. I was, like, rolling around in the bath. No, I remember absolutely nothing. Do you remember yours?
Yes.
You christened.
I was baptised at the age of 8.
Oh, hey, here's a bombshell.
Yeah.
If you don't know this.
I mean, lots of people do know because I love to talk about it.
Yeah. Chelsea, Mormon.
Big, fat Mormon.
Big Mormon.
Huge. Yeah, they baptise...
Not Mormon anymore, though.
Wow.
Technically still.
Technically, because I was baptised in the church, and that's what makes you officially a Mormon.
And your granddad's a big bishop, isn't he?
Well, he was. He's not anymore. So my granddad was the bishop of Wrexham Ward. And to quit, you have to write a letter to the bishop of your ward. So it was a bit awkward, so I didn't do it. But I really should. He's not the bishop anymore, so less awkward.
Bishop as
well. But yeah. Yeah, my family, we went to a Mormon church up until I was 8.
Wow.
But the Mormons don't drink. So.
Well,
yeah.
So they will not be impressed with the white star / white lightning.
No. So, you know, when you know, I was saying red wine for the body of Christ.
Yeah.
When we used to do that bit where you ate the bread.
Ribena.
And had the schlur.
Schlur!
It wasn't. I'm joking. It was water. How boring.
Ugh.
I know. I keep taking a sip because it's just normal to have a drink. And then I sip it and go, what the fuck is that?
Now, I'm going to say something. I know we've got a bit to go. We've got another can in the fridge as well. It says refreshing cider. I personally already do not find this refreshing.
I'm taking a sip and realising I need a sip of water after it because I actually feel the opposite of refreshed.
Can I just also tell you on that, like, I've just been to the shop.
Yeah, obviously, because James is so prepped.
Before midday, I'm in the shop buying cans of white lightning and nothing else. It's not a good look.
What, did you go to the local?
Yes.
Oh,
can't go back
no,
now.
You can't.
Anyway, should we go and see Jesus?
I'm actually well buzzing for this. Not only from the fact I get to watch people sing, but because this has gone straight to my head.
I was going to say, should we have a shot of something before we go?
No,
I don't think we need it.
We do not need it. That is absolutely a killer. But before we get on the road, we do need to remind you one very, very special thing.
Oh, yeah. Just a quick one. A huge thanks to all our patrons who've chosen to support the podcast.
Being a patron, you can get perks such as early access, no adverts, a cuddle from James.
Not included.
And one of the perks is we do a shot in your honour.
Yeah, this week, let's have a rum. This is a pineapple rum.
Mm.
Originally, this was just a shout-out, but it's evolved into a shot for each. So.
To Paul.
His surname begins with S, but we're scared of GDPR.
Yes, we are. Ooh. Oh, my God. head to patreon.com/tipsytourism to see how you can support the podcast and get some Paul. No, not some Paul's. Get some perks just like Paul did. That was so strong. We've got 1 minute to get ourselves in. It's 1 minute to three.
The bell's on.
Bell is tolling. And if you listen to the podcast before, you will know that we have to try and find five interesting things that we both agree on.
Yeah.
But since we're going to a service, we don't... I think we may not be able to talk so much. But we'll see what's going on, but we're gonna deliver, aren't we, at some point?
We can't be very chatty here.
But yeah, how'd you get in?
Where's the entrance?
It said entrance to the right, but the problem is it's closed today to the public for tours. It's only open as a church on Sundays.
Where are you going?
For the service. For the service for Evensong, of course.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Did you hear the crinkle of the can? Can I check your bag? I was like, oh my god, he's going to see my bloody white light.
Right,
we're going in. So, the service is now over.
It's done.
We weren't allowed, it really clearly said at the top of the service that you couldn't take photos, film, or have any sound recordings, which we will stick to.
We didn't do that.
But there was a slight pause for a drink.
Yes.
You about it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because as you can hear right now,
still going on a little bit.
Organs playing, lovely stuff. But the main thing about Evensong is the singing from the vicars, the lay vicars. That's who's singing.
Yeah, they were very good.
There's 12 of them.
I'd send them to Hollywood. They're good.
Got to say, it was really, really impressive.
Yeah.
And actually, they've done loads and loads of recordings professionally, so we should play a little bit now.
That's on Spotify.
So we got to sit here and witness that ourselves. How bloody lovely!
I didn't join in with any of the songs.
Didn't know any. It's fine. If you were in Latin, what about it?
Should we go and find some interesting things about
it?
Yeah,
let's do that. What a bloody ending.
Tune.
So, we have just walked over someone very, very famous. And I think this is a massive interesting thing that I know you will have come across.
Oh my god.
Look at all these famos.
Look at it, it's full of celebrities.
Hang on. We've got Handel. Now, Handel is.
Invented the things that open doors.
Handel, the composer, he's got a real link here because one of his. I was going to call it a song, I can't remember what it is. It's a march. Is it Zorba's?
Records.
Zorba's March or something
like that?
I don't
know.
They played that at the coronations.
Right.
Thank you.
very famous. But underneath Handel, look who we've got.
Charles Dickens.
What a man.
Well, the 7th of February. It's your birthday.
It is.
Died 9th of June, 1870. Look who's next to him. Rudyard Kipling.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah. Makes the cakes. Poems.
No way. Is it actually?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, thank you. We're getting kicked out. Oh, look, more famous on the floor, though. Keep a lookout.
All these famous people buried here. There's over 3,000 people buried here.
Right.
They've been commemorated or buried in Westminster Abbey. Loads of kings and queens. All of the Tudors, except that Henry VIII, buried here.
Really?
Yeah. Other celebrities, we've seen some of them. Newton, Edward the Confessor, never heard of him. And Charlie Dickens, seen that one. But there's loads of poets as well. Kipling, Cake Man. Kipling.
Okay.
And for several hundred years, anyone could be buried here for a fee.
Right.
So there's one poet, he was so impoverished, he's called Ben Jonson. And at the time of his death, in 1637, he could only afford a 2-foot square space. So he's buried in the North Aisle, standing up.
No way!
So he's only got two foot square.
They've slotted him in like Tetris.
Yeah, he's in, just lowered in.
But he's with all the bigwigs.
Yeah.
Oh, to be fair.
Stood up.
Well, I mean, you don't need that many once you're gone, do you?
Yeah.
So, cracking. What was his name?
Ben Jonson. He's got loads of good poems, like My Next Door Neighbour's a Witch, The Owl, and The Sea Horse.
And The Cat Sat on the Mat.
And The Cat Sat on the Mat. It's a great
classic
one.
Classic.
Yeah. Ben Jonson.
That's pretty interesting, I'll give you that.
Ding.
Okay, so one thing I find really interesting is finding out how much people get paid to do their jobs.
Ooh.
So we've just been to Evensong,
yeah,
and we heard the lay vicars. Now, their only job is to sing, so that's what the lay vicars do, right?
Is it? Okay, yeah.
So they don't have any other duties other than performing.
Yeah.
And there's 12 of them.
Mm-hmm.
There also is a choir of 30 boys. Don't know if they get paid. Okay. I'll have to look into that. Child labour, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't, and that's why we didn't see them today.
Just get a meal.
Yeah. So I was like, I wonder how much they get paid. I think we're about to get kicked out. Let's have a look. Oh, no, we're fine. We are good. So I did a little Google.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't come up with anything. But then guess who found a job description to apply to be one?
Were you staying for the organ recital?
Oh, no.
No, would you mind just heading?
Yeah. Okay.
Around? Thank you.
Thanks. We're getting moved on. Hang on 1 second. Let us get outside.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Thank you. So you found their job description?
So yeah, I found a job description online, which I bloody love. So this is, they were recruiting for a new lay vicar base back in January 2020.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna tell you how much they earn yet, because I'm gonna tell you about the role first and you can tell me, okay? So basically, to summarize, their job is to sing bass in the choir.
Yeah.
Okay? And they have got a schedule. It's 40 hours a week. And the schedule is Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Wednesdays, they get it off. Occasionally, they have to sing, but otherwise
Monday,
not.
Hang on. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. They sing at Evensong.
Yeah. What about Sunday?
Hang on, get in there. But they have to be here for rehearsal.
Yeah.
They do their hour singing, and that's it, okay? Then you've got Saturday, they've got Evensong as well. And Sunday, big day. They've got to sing at 10 a.m, 11:15 and 3 p.m.
Oh.
Included in it is they have to sign away all their rights for their professional recordings. Okay. So what do you think they're on?
I reckon Jesus Pays all right.
Mm.
So, Jesus Pay. I'm going to say... $24,000.
$24,000. I would say for central London that is a shocking wage.
Okay. Well, I don't know, it's the church.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah.
The answer is £27,475.32 per annum.
Wow.
I think that's crap. Because they were bloody great. They're professional singers.
Yeah, but don't they all live in the church? Everything will be paid for them.
No.
They don't?
No.
Oh,
because
that's crap.
Because part of the perks, James, is that they will loan you your money for your season ticket.
That's shit.
That's really low.
I thought they were living downstairs.
No, I already told you that it's not an abbey anymore.
Oh, that's dope.
They're not monks, are they? Monks live in a church. They're vicars.
I don't know what they are.
So, yeah. I think they should have a raise.
Guess what? I will not be applying for that job.
I would like more money.
Interesting, but terrible salaries. So we have been kicked out, but we are still in the area, in the ground. So I'm going to bring you here to this. What is this in front of us now?
It's a wooden door with a golden handle.
Door will do. It is a door, and guess what?
What?
Westminster Abbey is home to Britain's oldest door.
Is it this one?
No.
It doesn't look it.
It's another door. Doors inside. The boards on them are from a single tree, and the rings on them show growth from the years 924 or up to 1030. And they can work out from it that the tree was grown in Essex.
How on earth can they tell where the tree was grown?
Because Gemma Collins has got a similar door. And they're like, she's got that one.
It's a match.
She got it. She said it was local.
Yeah.
So they've got the same one. It goes into the chapter house or chapter room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we can't see it today.
I know.
Because they're doing all the other stuff. Doing choir practice or whatever it is. But it's got the world's oldest door.
Now, I like that. But I think to give it... an interesting thing. I'm gonna piggyback on the side of it.
Go on.
Because I feel like I need to see it to be like, that's profit interesting, yeah?
I'll show you a picture of it on my phone.
Okay. But what I'll do is I'll tell people how they can see it, but see it for cheaper.
Okay.
So you can do tours of Westminster Abbey. It's £24 per person for an adult, which I think is very expensive.
It's a lot.
We just went in there for free.
£0.
However, top tip, if you have travelled to Westminster Abbey by train,
yeah,
you can go on the National Rail, like, Days Out website.
Yeah.
Just Google it, 2 for 1, and you'll get one ticket free. Now, you may be thinking, I didn't travel by train. Doesn't matter. Just go and buy yourself 2 tickets from like
a tube station.
London? No, it can't be a tube ticket. Okay. It has to be a National Rail one. If you put in London all stations and then put in like London Bridge, it'll be a couple of quid, and you'll have saved yourself an absolute bloody fortune. Not
each.
Not. I was gonna say, yeah. So I think combined, I think that's
right. If you come see the oldest door, that's a photo of the oldest door. Looks old and shit, and that is the door.
All right, you can have that.
Yeah, but if people go past it, if people see it, go, guess what that's got? And you can go, never mind, like, all
Jesus.
Them famous people in there. You go, it's got Britain's oldest door.
I've got a story about the Abbey, which I cannot believe hasn't been made into a TV drama or film. In 1301.
Mm-hmm. Ages ago.
Ages and ages ago, Edward I found out that his treasure that he stored in the treasury at Westminster Abbey was gone.
Pirates.
And he was like, shit! So he flung the monk and the abbot in the Tower of London.
But then just one monk?
The monks.
All of them.
He was like, you little shit.
And he had a monk shortage.
Then he had a bit of a moment. He was like, oh, the church is quite important.
I miss their monks, the cheeky scamps.
So he said, okay, you can come back. Unfortunately, in the interim, they caught the man who did it. The man was called Richard Pudlicote of Oxfordshire.
Yeah.
And it all came about because he noticed a ladder on a nearby house being roofed.
Okay.
Right? And used it to sneak inside the abbey.
So the house was connected to the abbey?
I don't know, it was just nearby.
Okay.
There was just a ladder in the vicinity and he saw his shot. He's like, I'm going to take it.
Okay.
So he snuck on in and he found some goblets and silver dishes. Obviously thought, hey, I could make a sweet bit of money here.
Mm-hmm.
So when he left the door unlocked. And he looked at the lay of the land and he started plotting for a bigger burglary.
Okay.
8 days before Christmas, he started his work. He had two chisels, a knife, and some iron engines, and he worked every single night, burrowing away until he finally got into the treasury. It took him until Easter, so I can't believe no one found him. That's ridiculous. But yeah, he got in, and not only did it take him so long, he had a full day to decide what he wanted. But the big question is, how did he get found out?
Because he was selling it.
Yeah.
On it. Oh, he was?
Yeah. He was taking it to brothels and pawnbrokers. So quickly they were like, oh, this looks a bit fancy. Isn't this the king's? Obviously.
No, this is mine.
Obviously it got back to him. And when he was arrested, he had £2,200 worth of property in his possession, which in today's money, guess?
Is 500,000.
2.5 mil. So he was sentenced to death. And yeah, he was put in the Tower of London, carted down in a wheelbarrow, and then hanged at the Abbot's Gallows in Tothill Lane.
Oh.
But basically, it was a massive national scandal, and it started huge mistrust between the king and the abbey.
Wow. Interesting.
I think so. Right, we've got just one left.
Okay. I've potentially got something. Have you got something?
I've potentially got something. We can have a little battle off. Which okay. one's better?
I didn't get to see this, unfortunately,
mm.
but I do know about it.
Okay.
Have you heard of the coronation chair?
Oh, I thought you were going to say chicken, and I'm starving, so...
Well, it's actually where the first sandwich was prepared on the stone in there, and that's why it's called coronation chicken.
Are you joking?
Yes, it's not at all. It's got absolutely nothing to do with it. The coronation chair has been the centrepiece for coronations for over 700 years.
Wow.
And it's in front of the high altar. So we kind of saw where it was as we left, but we weren't able to see it during the ceremony. But it is, so it's like this stone, I think, covered in wood, but they've been chipping away at it and you can see bits of it. But at one point in the 18th and 19th century, schoolboys and visitors would break into it and carve their names into the stone, and some of those are still visible. And you can see one of the tourists carved, P. Abbott slept in this chair the 5th and 6th of July 1800, and that's carved on the seat.
In graffiti?
Yeah, graffiti. Well, so, like carved in with like a chisel and a hammer or whatever.
But, so, That would have been used when the Queen was coronated, right?
Yeah. Every coronation's been on that, yeah.
And so that would have been graffitied?
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. And in fact, my final interesting thing is a coronation thing too.
Chicken.
Oh, I'm really hungry. My thing is, and you did just touch upon it, 39 monarchs have been coronated, apart from two.
I know one.
Go on.
Because he's a bastard. Henry VIII?
No.
Oh, I don't know one then.
He wasn't buried here.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about coronations.
Who wasn't coronated here? That word. Well, Queen Elizabeth was.
She was the first.
Yeah.
And the second.
Yeah. Who wouldn't have been? Who's a weirdo? I don't know. Oh, hang on. Who's the sickly one? Edward.
Oh.
Edward the first.
Not Edward the first.
Is he just, who's the kid one? It was Queen.
The kid one. Well done. Edward the fifth.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that, yeah.
12 years old. He was on the throne for like less than 3 months.
Pathetic.
Didn't have a chance to be coronated because he was on it for so little amount of time. The second one is another Edward.
The sixth, the seventh, the eighth.
That's right.
Edward
because,
the eighth, that's what I was going to say.
And you will know the story behind this. Edward the eighth abdicated before he was coronated.
He did.
And that's the premise of the film The King's Speech, was when his brother has to take over. And why did he abdicate?
Because he got a better job.
Because he wanted to marry an American woman who
that's
had
it.
Been divorced before, I
yeah.
believe. And it just was not the thing to do, so he decided to abdicate instead.
See you later.
I think that is interesting.
Ding.
We're done.
We are.
Can we please get some food?
Before we go, let's have a little bit more of this.
Oh, do we have to?
It's not enjoyable.
Oh.
Now it's flat.
Go on then.
Oh.
Okay, one last sip.
Got the bin wagons here now.
It's cut it away. Oh, Jesus.
Put her in here, mate.
Me?
Yeah. She's trash.
Back to home, James. Did you have a nice time?
I had a lovely time listening to the choir.
They were in tune.
Wow. Fair dues. But genuinely, we're back home.
Yeah.
I feel like I've had a full-on religious experience.
Oh my God. That's a lot of religion for me.
It was a lot of religion, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But did you have fun?
Fun.
Oh, hang on. What are we doing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
We've been so moved by Jesus.
Jesus. Baben Yesi. Bit of Welsh for
you
there.
Oh, my God. Well done. So if you missed, I'm not sure if that was even part of Series 1, but we did go to Wales in Series 1. And I taught James some Welsh, and it was...
Baben Yesi.
Baby Jesus.
Useful language. Baben Yesi Property Ping. Right, so, should we have... We need to have some more...
Okay.
More white lightning.
Now, I don't want to be completely dramatic.
White star, sorry.
But I genuinely think I've got a bit of, like... A really bad headache. I think I've got a hangover already.
I know this is the worst drink we've ever had. Like, this is a 0 out of 10. I do not recommend this drink.
How's your forehead feeling?
Bad.
Mine's tingling.
I categorically do not recommend this drink. There are better alternatives. Better ciders. Better anything. Don't do it.
But speaking of which...
Yes.
Let's have a drink.
Let's have a drink of it. We're committed now, that's why.
I know, it's a shame. There is something lovely about a can this big, though.
Yeah.
Great value for money. I'm struggling with the perks, but there we go.
Anyway, let's crack on. Less about White Star, more about... White...
Westminster Abbey.
We have just got back.
Westminster Abbey.
Jesus Christ.
You can't say his name like that. Now, did you ask me before then, did I have fun?
Yeah.
Fun is a strange word when you go to the church.
I was going
to
say.
Did I have an interesting time? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did I have fun? Fun and associated with like theme parks and having a laugh and all that kind of stuff. I didn't have fun,
right,
but I had a nice time.
I kind of get your point, but it's quite a pointed question. It's a leading question, isn't it?
Right, okay.
They teach that when you're like doing any form of journalism.
No, not my school. Anyway, go on.
I meant more in our day-to-day work.
Oh, yeah, fine.
Which you should probably have some experience of as a radio producer.
No.
But like, you shouldn't put the word in there that you want them to describe. Because you're right, not all tourist attractions will be fun.
No.
But I feel like the feeling behind this question is like, did you enjoy yourself? That might be better.
Okay. Yes.
I also enjoyed myself. And actually, I'm going to go as far as to say I'm going to class it as fun, because it was a real, you know, people pay so much money for immersive experiences.
Yeah.
You can't get more immersive than sat there listening to the choir sing.
Yeah. It was that walking through the doors was incredible.
Yeah.
Hearing them as we walked in, we timed it perfectly, by the way, but walking in and hearing that, I was like, whoa, this is cool.
Yeah. It felt like what you see when you watch a royal wedding, and they'll be the same choristers, won't they? They will, because it's the Westminster Abbey Church. They get paid to sing there. That's what they do.
We've heard them. You've heard them on the podcast a bit.
Yeah. So that was incredible.
Yeah.
And when we move on to favourite part, sorry to be boring, but my favourite part had to be the singing, which is a shame because we couldn't really bring you many of those recordings.
No, but you can find them online probably. But my favourite bit was walking in where the blokes were singing.
Yeah.
That was the posh bit that you recognise of telly.
Mm.
And I was like, whoa, this is where the wedding was. Like walking in and seeing that was like properly, oh my God, I've seen this so many times. When the Queen got done, not done, coronated, when the royal weddings happened.
Yeah.
And you see all of that beautifulness of the Abbey at that point where they do all the singing and where the Queen sits. Seeing it with your own eyes was really impressive.
What do you think needs improvement?
Not the blokes singing. They're good. They're really good. The graves. They are a mess.
Do you think?
They're all over the shop.
They are.
You look about and there's no uniformity. That's not a word. Is it?
I think it might be.
There's nothing ordered about it. They were so different between them all. I would like a bit of uniformness.
I quite like the higgledy-piggledy nature. It was fun for us as tourists because it was really fun to try and find them.
Yeah.
But my improvement would come in the form of we did not have enough time to try and find them.
Yeah.
They properly will beat you out. In fact, I think we did well to get about 4 or 5 minutes of looking. And I think it would be unfair to not raise this as a news improvement part. Pay the vicars more to sing. They deserve more than 30k a year.
Yeah. Give them a bump them up. Give them more wonga.
Please.
Now.
Mm.
Was it worth it?
Well, it was my favourite price.
Free.
And it was around an hour, which is our preferred time, actually, for a tourist attraction.
That is perfect attention span for me.
Yeah. So I'm going to say yes, 100% was it worth it. Loved it, would recommend it. What about you?
Free, you can't really complain at that. It was absolutely worth it. They were very good at guiding the tourists and even the latecomers.
Mm.
They were very good at going, go in, sit down there, shut up. Hold that bit of paper and that's your program.
Finally,
mm-hmm.
What are your marks out of 10? I've already decided mine. You can't sway me.
I know what mine is. I've written it down here.
Okay.
7.
I'm going for a massive 8.
Are you? Okay.
Honestly, because I think it's such a unique experience. You can't get that anywhere else.
No. It is really good. If I was a bit more religious, maybe I'd go, oh, you know what? That's an 8.
But I don't... It's a bit like when you go to Istanbul and you visit all the beautiful mosques.
Mm.
You can really appreciate it, even though you're not Muslim.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I appreciated Westminster Abbey. It's like, to me, I was seeing it as a cultural thing rather than a religious thing.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Tipsy Tourism.
Thank you.
As always, you can rate and review, which I realized on Apple, which is where you can do this, they don't make it easy for you. So no, I thought I'd just quickly explain.
Go through it where it is.
Yeah, so you need to go to the page where it lists all the episodes. Keep on scrolling, and then you will finally get to a bit where it says ratings and reviews. You tap 5 stars. Unfortunately, it doesn't work for any other amount of stars.
No, just try 5 stars, please. Or underneath it says write a review. And that really properly helps.
Yeah, it really does. So please go and leave us a lovely message. And we might even read it out on a future episode.
Yeah. Now, the next episode. Where are we off to? I think it's going to be our best one yet.
I'm really excited slash very, very nervous.
It's different to anything we've tried before.
It is. I think you could class it as adventurous.
Yeah. And a bit more dangerous.
Yes.
The most dangerous one we've done.
Yes.
Involves fire. That a clue?
Yeah, there you go. That's a good
clue.
And also, it includes us not yet knowing what it's going to sound like. So you say it might be the best one yet, but also it might be the worst one yet.
Or how it'll end. We don't know that either.
Oh my God. This could be our last podcast.
It could be.
Oh my God. Well, if you want to hear what we're going on about, make sure that you are following, you are subscribed to Tipsy Tourism, and we will chat to you in the next one. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.